A St. Albert student is rallying residents to mail some Christmas cheer to hundreds of kids in Nunavut. St. Albert Outreach High School Grade 10 student Cole Garrity has rallied students and parents at several St. Albert schools to mail hundreds of boxes of basic necessities to students in Sanarajik, Nunavut, a community roughly 2,366 kilometers northeast of St. Albert. Garrity said he was inspired to assemble these gift boxes by Jeff McKay, a retired reserve constable with the St. Albert RCMP who organized a similar gift drive back in 2021. It started off as a special project for credits, but it ended up turning into a lot more than that, Garrity said. McKay said he received a care package from his wife while in Nunavut and was so excited about it he wrote a post on Facebook about it. In it, he encouraged people to assemble gift boxes for kids which he would distribute at his next deployment in Sanarajik, also known as Hall Beach. "I thought I'd get 10 or 20 boxes," McKay said. "When I arrived in Hall Beach, there were 250 boxes from all over Canada." Garrity said he started out running bake sales to raise money for the boxes back in November. Later, he recruited students and staff at the Outreach, Lois E. Hole, Hillgrove, and Sir Alexander Mackenzie schools to help. Garrity said he and his team hoped to fill some 250 medium-sized Canada Post shipping boxes, enough for every student at the Arnaquak school in Sanarajik, with gifts and necessities by December 2. They had around 200 boxes filled as of November 25. "The kids up there have nothing," Garrity said, "and St. Albert has the wealth and connections needed to help." Garrity said donors could fill a box for either a generic girl or boy or a specific student at the school. Any excess donations would go to St. Albert charities. Gifts going north. Sanarajik is a mostly Inuit community of about 750 people and is the oldest known permanently inhabited community north of the Arctic Circle, reports Travel Nunavut. It is known for its diverse wildlife, which includes seals, whales, and huge flocks of migratory birds. The average temperature there in December is -28°C. "Life there, it's a whole different world," Garrity said of Sanarajik. "Residents get around on ski-doos rather than cars, and build their homes on stilts due to polar bears." McKay said there weren't many jobs in Sanarajik, which was small enough to fit within St. Albert's Heritage Lakes neighborhood. Prices at the community's store were steep, as everything had to be flown or floated in. "A 2L bottle of pop is $15, McKay said, and a gallon of bleach was close to $60. Garrity said the wish lists the team had received from students at the Arnaquak school were for basics such as clothes and craft dinner, all items St. Albert residents take for granted. "It's 10 times colder up there than it gets here, and they don't even get winter coats." Outreach principal Joanne Blockford said the team hoped to get the gift boxes to Sanarajik by Christmas, with a separate shipment of winter coats and boots to follow in January. Blockford said this project has helped students learn more about Canada's North, which was a part of the elementary school curriculum, and give back to their community. "That's a part of Christmas and the whole holiday season. Do things for other people to try and make them happy," she said. Questions on the box campaign should go to Blockford at joanne.blockford@spschools.org or 780-458-0839.